Hey guys, welcome back to the Beyond Forgiveness podcast. I'm your host, Alex Christine. Our scripture reading today is going to be from Psalm 51, verses 15 through 17. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken and contrite spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise. With that being said, we can move on to our topic for today. Today, I would like to just delve into the complexity of the matter of forgiveness. I watched the last episode and I was so all over the place, so I'm kind of embarrassed, and I will be shocked if you even show up to this one. But yeah, I didn't have an outline. It was not put together. I'm so sorry, but I had to take that first step. So here we are. And while I do intend to, you know, incorporate my story into future episodes, I think there needs to be a type of foundation for what we're going to be discussing in all of this to, you know, hopefully reduce any confusion and just make sure we're all on the same page. So again, today we're going to be talking about the complexity of the matter of forgiveness, which might also help in understanding why the way people perceive forgiveness and then carry it out might differ. And it can also give you a better idea of the direction that we're going to be going in as we continue this journey. Thanks again for tuning in. Okay, so forgiveness is a complex and multifaceted topic, as we have already kind of established. So it's been explored in numerous different disciplines. It's explored in psychology, philosophy, theology, sociology, all the things. So I'm just going to give you guys some condensed stories of each of those that I got from various sources. And again, I'm hoping this can like help you better understand why there's so much confusion sometimes. Like for me, I definitely notice it, that there seems to be a lot of confusion on what forgiveness actually means. So this kind of explains why. So from the psychological perspective, forgiveness is typically seen as like a conscious decision. And it's more so for the person doing it, and it's just to release feelings of resentment or vengeance toward a person or group who has harmed you or something like that. And the health benefits from that tend to be reduced stress, lower levels of anxiety and depression, improved overall well-being, and it's seen as a process of more just acknowledging the hurt, letting go of those emotions that come along with it, and then ultimately finding a sense of peace and closure. Then there is the philosophical perspective. So in that one, forgiveness is often seen in the context of like ethics and moral reasoning. So philosophers often explore questions about whether forgiveness is even a virtuous trait, and whether it requires the wrongdoer to apologize or repent, and whether it involves being reconciled with the offender. So they like to study those aspects of it. I really like that. Some philosophical perspectives emphasize the importance of forgiveness for promoting moral growth and interpersonal harmony, while others raise concerns about the potential for forgiveness to be exploited or for victims to be pressured into forgiving prematurely, which I think some of us can probably relate to. I'm raising my hand. All right, so then there's the religious and spiritual perspective. And this perspective places a strong emphasis on forgiveness as like a central tenet of faith. So for example, in Christianity, forgiveness is often portrayed as a divine act of grace that mirrors God's forgiveness toward us for our sin. In Buddhism, forgiveness is seen as a key practice for overcoming suffering and achieving inner peace. And both teach us that forgiveness is not only a moral virtue, but also a path to spiritual enlightenment. And sometimes it's also seen as a liberation from negative emotions. Then lastly, there is the social perspective. With the social perspective, forgiveness is often viewed as a social phenomenon that influences interpersonal relationships, group dynamics, and and societal norms. Research in sociology kind of explores how it's influenced by our cultural values, again, social norms, and then power dynamics. I think that one's important. For example, some societies might prioritize forgiveness as a means of restoring social harmony and maintaining group cohesion, while others emphasize more justice and retribution as a way of upholding the moral order. So I have a couple things to add to that one. I definitely see that as like in the justice and retribution part. I feel like that even happens here in some ways, just with the law and the systematic issues within that. So yeah, forgiveness in that aspect, especially, that's a whole topic we'll unpack in a later episode. I keep saying that, but we will. So I can't lay it all on you at once. This would be a 25 billion hour video, maybe. I don't know. Also, we live in a cancel culture. Like, one person doesn't like it, then a billion other people jump on the bandwagon and are like, cancel that person. And it's like, ugh. It's a lot. But yeah, even in the Bible, though, like, retaliation, we read that vengeance just, or retaliation and vengeance and justice belong to the Lord. You know, and Jesus in the New Testament says, no, you've heard it said before, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you to love your enemies, to do good to those who hurt you. So in summary, that aspect, the overall collective aspect of forgiveness, that's how it can be defined in different ways. And some people, as you can probably see or understand after hearing some of that, a lot of people just have a mix of those. But yeah, you should, in the comments, you should drop which one you think, or where you think you kind of stand or fall in that. So yeah, and I would love that. So, but I also want to, after reading the philosophical one, I was like, okay, I kind of see that one. I definitely see that one. But I mostly align with, and I definitely believe that forgiveness itself is a gift. So I'm going to also talk about in more detail then, because those were just short summaries. So I want to talk in more detail about how God defines forgiveness in the Bible. And it's shown in both the Old and New Testaments. It's truly a central theme, really. It really is a central theme in the whole Bible. But yeah, so first we have God's model of forgiveness. And I will say just a couple, I could give you like page lists for each of these as like to cite my sources for where I got this or how I came to this conclusion, but I will say a few as I go. Anyway, so the first little detail is God's model of forgiveness. Well, it's actually a big detail. That sounded sarcastic. I didn't mean it that way. Okay. So God's model of forgiveness in the Bible, forgiveness is often portrayed as an act of divine grace and mercy, and God is portrayed as the ultimate forgiver. He extends forgiveness to humanity despite our shortcomings and sins. The Old Testament frequently emphasizes God's compassion and willingness to forgive those who repent and turn away from their wrongdoing. Some of the books, chapters, my references for this, I don't know, they're in parentheses. I'm following an outline this time, sorry. But Psalm 51, 4, Psalm 86, verse 5, and Isaiah 55, 7. And I remember in one of those, Psalm 51, 4, where David says, I have sinned against you and you alone. And for anyone who is a Bible studier or anything like that, you probably know the story of what that was about and when that was. But yeah. So, okay, number two, that we have a human responsibility to forgive. And I kind of touched on that earlier with the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But now Jesus says, love your enemies. So that takes on a whole new outlook. That takes on a whole new everything. But yeah, I am really excited to start getting into talking how we're playing that out and just how it looks in real life, kind of fleshing it out. But yeah. Though I want to, again, note, it is a gift and a divine act of mercy and grace. So, and it's not my own. It is all glory, all for the glory of God. So, and for the furtherance of his kingdom. Number two, our human responsibility to forgive. So in the New Testament, Jesus teaches us about the importance of forgiveness in interpersonal relationships. He instructs his followers to forgive others just as God forgives them, Matthew 6, verses 14 through 15. Jesus' parable of the unforgiving servant, Matthew 18, verses 21 through 35, underscores the idea that those who have been forgiven by God should also extend forgiveness to others. Yeah, enough said. Well, not enough, actually. We're going to keep going. The conditions of forgiveness, okay? So while God's forgiveness is unconditional and freely offered to all who repent, biblical teachings also highlight the importance of repentance and reconciliation in human relationships. So us with one another. Jesus instructs his disciples to go seek reconciliation with those they have wronged before offering their gifts at the altar. Matthew 5, verses 23 through 24. Similarly, the Bible teaches that forgiveness should be accompanied by genuine repentance, like meaning it, and a willingness to make amends, however that might look. Number four, forgiveness as a healing process. See, the Bible really is like saying what all these others are saying, but in a better way. I might be biased, but okay. Yeah, so forgiveness is a healing process. Forgiveness is portrayed as a transformative and healing process in the Bible. The Apostle Paul encourages believers to forgive others as an expression of love and to avoid being overcome by bitterness and resentment. Ephesians 4, verses 31 through 32. Forgiveness is seen as a way to break free from the cycle of hurt and retaliation, which then leads to inner peace and reconciliation with others. I think Paul and some of the disciples had their own disagreements as well. There was a point maybe in Acts where Paul and Peter, I think, were having conflict, but they, by the grace of God, were able to resolve it. So again, another story of how forgiveness leads to reconciliation and healing. But okay, number five, forgiveness and salvation. In Christian theology, forgiveness is closely linked to the concept of foundation. The Apostle Peter declares that forgiveness of sins is available through faith in Jesus Christ. Acts 10, verse 43. Christians believe that through Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross, humanity is offered the opportunity to receive forgiveness and reconciliation with God, which leads to eternal life. Last, we have forgiveness and justice. So while forgiveness is promoted in the Bible, it does not negate the importance of justice. The Bible acknowledges the need for accountability and restitution for wrongdoing. However, forgiveness involves relinquishing the desire for revenge and trusting God to administer justice in his timing. See Romans 12, verse 19, or see the whole Bible. In summary, forgiveness is in the Bible is portrayed as a divine gift and a moral imperative that fosters reconciliation, healing, and restoration in relationships. It is grounded in God's unconditional love and mercy, and it is extended to all who repent and seek reconciliation with others. Thank you guys so much again for tuning into this episode. I know I said in the last one that we might try to explore where the line is between forgiveness and tolerance. But I think some of this kind of helps set the tone for maybe a future episode. But that was a lot of information at once, so I'm just going to leave it here and say thank you so much again for coming back to this one, especially considering how embarrassing the last video was. But thanks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you guys.